people down in the locker room at all? I mean,
nah, you know, we had that last year. You know.
Yeah,
so, you know what I mean? Quarterbacks don't get all the attention, regardless of who you are, I mean, wherever you're at. And that's how it is. So I don't think nobody's like, oh man, nobody's out here for us, you know. Peyton Manning and Denver Broncos just fall in line.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Yeah.
No pressure. It's the reality of it.
No pressure at all. You got to get the big picture.
Speaking of though, everyone wants to know how he look. How do you look in your eyes?
I mean, he looks good to me, but, you know, you got to ask him that question of how he look. You know, he's the only one that can criticize himself and tell you how he's feeling and how he's doing. But on my part of seeing what I've seen, looks good, making throws.
Good break? Good summer time off?
Yeah, it was cool. You know, it was over. Back to reality. You know, curfew 11 o'clock.
Break's done.
Break's
back to work.
Yeah, because, you know, been home all this time. Like, doing what you want to do. Now you're back on the schedule. Like, oh, gotta go.
Transition doesn't get easier for you. You've been through so many, but is this one any different than any of the past ones?
I mean, last year, you know, I came into training camp the third week because of the CBA. So I was only really out here for like a week and a half. Now I'm here the whole time, and it's like, what was I doing around this time last year? Oh, I was home, chilling, you know. But I mean, it's fun. You out here with the guys, and everybody's starting to run around. And, you know, we getting competitive. So that's what makes training camp the way easy.
What do you think of Ronnie?
Ronnie, that's my boy.
Young Rook?
I don't even call him Young Rook. I call him Ronnie. You know, Ronnie, one of the guys, man. I'm not one of those guys that's going to bother the rookies or anything, because I didn't get bothered when I was a rookie. Mm-hmm. So I try not to do anything like that. But he's coming around. You know, it's his first year in the NFL. I just mess with him when we get meetings. You know, you don't be in meetings like this in college. It's meetings here alone. And I just mess with him about that. But he's coming around. He's adjusting pretty well.
Think he'll bring a little spunk, a little spark?
Yeah, he's going to bring a little spunk as soon as he gets comfortable. You know, right now he's still a little timid. Walking around, don't know everybody. You know, just trying to be careful. But once he loosen up, he can show everybody what he got.
Willis, you've done a couple of these. You come out the doors today to see all these people. Crazy?
Nah. I mean, you know, it was crazy to me last year. So seeing it this year, it's just like, oh, okay. We know who they're here for.
You, right?
Nah, no, not me. You know, the team and Peyton Manning, you know, they want to see how Mr. Manning's doing. So, you know, that's a good thing. We just take advantage of it, you know, make it think it's for us.
Is that nice to have the attention on him maybe and deflect some of the attention on yourselves and the other guys?
I mean, I don't look at it like that. You know, I just go out here and just try to perform. Hopefully I get a clap or two there. You know? But other than that, I mean, that's for him. All that pressure's for him, you know. But he's the right man for the job.
Is it easier to get through a workout when everything you do, they cheer, you tie your shoes, you cheer, drink water, they cheer?
It's actually hard because, you know, you got everybody watching. You're like, why are you taking a knee? You know, you know what's going on. But, you know, other than that, just roll with the flow.
Willis, everyone says, you know, that the lifespan of a running back is short in the NFL. You've had injuries, and you continue to show up year in and year out for training camp. How have you been able to stay healthy enough to keep playing?
You got to have a big heart. You got to want it. That's what I do. Can't worry about nothing else. It ain't the fact of saying you're 30. You know, last year they said I was slow. I don't think I'm slow. I think I could beat half these guys on this team. They don't think so, but you know. Nah, you just gotta maintain yourself. Just keep it calm. Don't worry about what people think. I use that for fuel, so you tell them I can't do it. My goal is to go prove you wrong.
Peyton joked that some of the players, the younger guys, have said, hey, you know, I've watched games of you of the ESPN Classic. Does that happen to you? Any of these guys do that to you at all?
Von Miller does it all the time. Because he's a little, I'm going to say this on TV, he's a little jerk. In a good way. He's not a jerk in a bad way. He's a little jerk. But nah, he liked to play around like that all the time. So he was like, man, I was in middle school when you was in college. I'm like, Von, shut the. But nah, we be having fun with it. I mean, it's all good. I was just telling somebody, I played with James Jack, Buffalo, my first year. You know, that's a long time ago. So nah, we have fun with it.
Makes you feel young again, huh, Willis?
Yeah, it makes me feel young again, you know. Because I was telling somebody, I was like, man, all I do is want to get to 10 years. Now I'm at 10, I want to go more. So keep on going till the wheels fall off, baby.
Thanks, man. No.